Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Now is the time to trim your lamps and get ready for the coming of the Lord.
Friends, the Lord is coming soon. Are you ready? Join us now for the Midnight Cry broadcast.
And there was an absolute divide among the people, where people either chose to follow Christ 100% or they absolutely chose to oppose him 100%. And there came a day when the Lord removed his people from Jerusalem. In this case, he warned them. And they left Jerusalem and were in a safe place, and the Roman armies came around them and judgment fell. You know, Paul told about the condition of the people. He said, wrath has come upon them to the uttermost. It's awfully easy to get kind of caught up in, you know, listening to the world and almost being in tune with it, almost sympathizing with it. I don't want a hateful spirit. I don't want an angry spirit. But I want a truthful spirit. It's able to tell people the truth in love and say, Jesus Christ is Lord. The only reason you were created in the first place was to love and to serve him and to be part of a kingdom. Every part of your natural being has been corrupted by a principle called sin. There is only one remedy. And that is for Jesus that Jesus bore the guilt of your sins that you have committed when he went to that cross. And when he went down into that tomb, he took you with him. If you are really part of him, if you really identify with him, you are laying your life down as surely as he did. And only on that ground is a holy God able to come and take up residence in us and begin to live his life in us. Or as we sang this morning, it's Christ in us, isn't it? That's the only hope I have this morning. The further I go, the more I realize that I am utterly, utterly unable to live for him. I have nothing in me to which I can look and say, there's the strength that I need. There's the resolve. There is this, there is that. There's no goodness. There's no nothing in here but Jesus that I can look to. Is he not enough? Oh, thank God. But this is an hour when people are making choices. And I just want to say, all I can do is put this out there. If there's something disturbing you this morning, you need to pray. You need to call on God from the depths of your soul and ask him to give you an honest heart. Because if you are in love, or you are married, as it were, to whatever it is your natural being desires, to the point where you're going to find a way to rationalize that, you're going to wind up married to that and totally unready, totally shocked when Jesus Christ returns and the fire begins to fall. That's what's coming, folks. That is how serious this is. You know, Paul, when he talks about a living sacrifice, he says, don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed. That's what God has called us to. And I'll tell you, if you listen to the voices of the world, you listen to these, particularly these companies that are behind the message that is being trumpeted in our land today, you listen to that. You listen to your friends and the logic that they have to justify what it is that they want to do. If you listen to that and let it affect you, is that a good thing? You see the warning? You see where that leads? Where God has literally, this is a time on God's calendar when men have been called into this place. Where they're being told to make your choice. This is it. You're either going to bow down to my son and worship me and let me have your life and let me make you fit for my kingdom, or you're going to cling to your nature and you're going to perish with this world. That's the choice that's being made. And I'll tell you, the people who, in one sense, need this the most are not going to be able to hear it. So many ears are already shut. They can't hear. Just as they didn't, if they couldn't hear the Son of God when he spoke on earth, how are they going to hear him now? But there are people who can hear this. And I pray for everyone that has ears to hear in any sense. Listen. Call ye upon the Lord when he is near. When is the day of salvation? Today is the day of salvation. Now is the accepted time. I'll tell you, when he speaks, and you find a way to deflect that or say, not now, or I'll bargain with you, Lord, if I can do this, then I'll serve you. Basically, that's no. Do you absolutely know that if you do that, the Lord will ever come back? That's a sober thing. I thank God he's merciful. I thank God he knows. And one thing I see that God is going to reach out and he's going to save the last one that will surrender. He hasn't forgotten anybody. His mercy reaches out and reaches out and reaches out. He does say, my spirit will not always strive with man, but boy, there's a striving beyond anything that you and I would do. If we could see with his eyes everything that's going on, man, I think we'd be ready to just pour out fire and brimstone right now. But God is so merciful to reach out. But there will come a day when it'll be everybody, you know, let him that is holy be holy still. Let him that is righteous be righteous still. Let him that's wicked be wicked still. Every choice has been made. When that happens, there's nothing left but for God to send his Son to gather his people out of this world. And everyone that's left behind is going to perish. And then there's nothing but judgment that follows that. You know, there's so many folks that want a happy gospel, and thank God it's happy, it's joyful, it's full of joy. But churches are filled in so many places with people who just want to get happy and live their lives and follow their ideas and their own heart. There's too much of that in the world. But God is calling a people to come out from among them and be separate. Has not Babylon fallen? In the spiritual sense, it is totally fallen. This country is not what it was, with all of its faults, and there's plenty of them. I'm not trying to say we were some great holy people. Always been issues, but I'll tell you, there were underlying bedrock principles that held for a period of time that are gone. There are still people who love the Lord in our midst. There are others who are religious. But God sees every heart. He doesn't look on the outward appearance. He doesn't look to see the church attendance. As important as it is for us to gather. He's not taking roll and saying, oh, they went to church, they're good. God looks at the heart. And he's not looking for your goodness. You don't have any. Neither do I. He's looking for a heart that just says, Lord, I need you. I am yours. I give you my life. I believe the promise that you have given to me through your Son, that if I lay down my life, you're going to give me an eternal life. You're going to give me one that will never end. He that lives and believes in me will never die. Thank God for the hope we have in the gospel. But there's a soberness that I believe we need to see and share with God as to where we are on God's calendar. I don't know what all the Lord has in mind. I've kicked this around and I've said, Lord, could this really be you? But multitudes in the valley of decision, for the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision. If you're in a valley of decision today, I pray, and believers pray, if you've come through that and given your heart to Jesus irrevocably, you've laid it down, there's no taking it back. Pray for those who are in that valley of decision that God will absolutely press home the claims of the gospel, that there will be an honesty of heart about issues that would stand between any person and surrender. It doesn't have to be just riches. It could be anything that flows out of this nature. My God, we need Him. Don't be one of those like the foolish virgins that gets there and you think, oh, I've been in the Babel Tabernacle all my life. I'm good. You got no oil. You got no life. Jesus is not taking residence in the heart. He's not possessed the heart. There'll be issues. There'll be battles. But He will take you through everyone that you face. He'll walk with you through life. He will give you so much more than you think you're giving up. You won't even be able to imagine it. It's worth everything to be born again. But if you're in that valley of decision today, my prayer and our prayer needs to be, oh God, press those claims until they are met with real faith and surrender. And I'll tell you, there'll be something to shout about today. There are two exits out of that valley. One of them is to destruction. The other one is to life that never ends. Thank God that we have a hope in Jesus, because we don't have one in ourselves. But oh, it means handing Him over the ownership, the throne, any way you want to put it, of our hearts, and letting Him lead us step by step. And He will. But I pray for God's people that they'll live with the realization of where we're at. Understand the time of history and what's going on in the world. There's no point just getting angry about everything that's going on. There's going to be worse than this before it's over. We might as well just say, Lord Jesus, give us courage, give us strength, give us wisdom. Help us to shine. Help people to see Jesus in us, not anger. Help people to see that have a capacity to see light, to see it in us. And help us to be of one heart and one mind and not allow the devil to come in any form and hinder the presence of Christ. We need Him like we've never needed Him before. Has He not promised never to leave us or forsake us? Praise God for the hope that He's given to us. But I can't just walk away from the sense of this valley of decision. Anybody who hears this, anybody who's here, who's in that, I pray with all that I have that God will just convict your heart to the point where you will come down and just give it to Him. Whatever the issue is, what is it that's holding you back? What is it that would hold you back? See, if there's something that holds you back from doing this, that's your God. That's your God. And someday, if you hang on to that, you're going to stand before Jesus Christ. And He's going to say, do you remember when I talked to you? I offered you life. And you were more interested in that boyfriend, that girlfriend, that whatever it was. And you chose that over me. Do you want to be in that place? I pray that God will bring the conviction of His Spirit where it's needed this morning. I praise Him for His goodness. Praise the Lord.
The message you have heard is part of a regular church service recorded as it was being ministered. CD and DVD copies of this service in its entirety are available. To assist with postage and processing costs, an offering of $5 is suggested for CDs and $10 for DVDs. Please identify the station over which you have heard this broadcast and provide the broadcast date when ordering. You may also receive our quarterly publication, The Midnight Cry Messenger, which is mailed out free and postage paid to all who request it. Our mailing address is Midnight Cry Ministries, Post Office Box 685, Southern Pines, North Carolina 28388. Or you may choose to visit us on the World Wide Web at www.midnightcry.org.
And now, may God richly bless you until our next broadcast.